I was appointed interim commissioner 6 weeks ago, and part of the mandate that the governor and Secretary Polanowicz gave to me was to do a top-to-bottom review of the Department of Transitional Assistance and make any changes that are necessary. And I think a really important part of that process is to go into communities and speak to people that are familiar with the Department of Transitional Assistance services, clients or former clients, our workers, and members of the general community that have ideas about how government can work more effectively and work for the people.
What are some of the ideas that you've heard from the public in the past four sessions of this listening tour? Could you sort of put in a nutshell some of the sentiments or the thoughts of the people you've been visiting with?
Sure. I think a lot of people have indicated that since the economy has sort of went south several years ago, the caseload at DTA has risen dramatically, and we now serve 1 in 8 people in Massachusetts, and our workforce has shrunk, and that's definitely not the best situation for doing efficient business. So some of the comments have been ways that we can serve people better, more quickly and more efficiently, improving program integrity, and doing everything that we can do to make sure that only people who are eligible for benefits are receiving them has been a topic of conversation, and it's something that I'm very committed to doing.
I know there's a lot of controversy about the eligibility requirements and the potential for abuse in transitional assistance in the system. Are people quite aware of that, and are, you know, they concerned? You know, what do they want to see?
So I'm committed to looking I think everything is on the table. The big thing in program integrity all over the country right now is on front end eligibility determination. So not the previous chase and pay model, but a model where people are screened very thoroughly and determined to be eligible before they start receiving benefits. So we're in the process of enhancing a lot of our data matching to determine eligibility with our sister agencies. For example, with the Registry of Motor Vehicles is a big one, and that will help. We'll actually have access to someone's license photo, so we can do an identity match at the time of application. We can see if there's any other vehicles that are registered at a home address that maybe weren't listed on the application, so we can ask follow-up questions around the family makeup. It will also help us with determining the vehicle asset limit in a real-time way. And we're implementing about 10 more of those types of matches on the front end of eligibility. So I want, my personal mantra is to make sure that every single person who's eligible to receive benefits is receiving them, and that not one person who's not eligible is getting benefits.
Could you paint the picture of how the rest of this listening tour is going to go after the stop in Pittsfield? Where will you head next?
Sure. On Friday the 29th, I'm in Worcester at the YMCA of Central Mass. And then on Monday, April 8th, I'm in Springfield at the Springfield Public Library in the evening. And I have many more events scheduled. I just scheduled my first one in May. So I'm really committed to going anywhere where there's an interest and taking everyone's feedback. At the end of the listening sessions, we're actually going to compile a report where everyone's feedback is included, and that will be filed with the legislature and with the governor.
Any idea on when any of the reforms will be rolled out as a result of the listening sessions?
We actually are in the process of the data matching right now. We'll be completed with several of those in April. And then, you know, we're on a fast track to make a lot of improvements and to react real time to things.